Dirt and Sprague.
Smith on the drive to the rim. Missed the layup. Rebound loose. Scooped up by Gale. He'll throw it to the other end of the floor. Caravan tracks it down with 2 seconds. With one, he throws it to half court. And since 1989, there's been a blank space in the Michigan trophy case. We'll write their name. Michigan, the 2026 Men's Basketball National Champions.
Andy Dirk Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Now Murray comes to screen and to get the switch with Thibel now on Jokic, trying to front him and deny him the pass. They double up on Murray with Rob reconstituting, but he made a run at Jokic and a gumbo into the hole.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
What is happening?
I was wondering if you'd forget over the week.
I mean, I got to relearn how to do this,
yeah,
man.
Do.
It's like riding a bike. The first time you go around the block, it's going to be a little wobbly. It's been a while for me.
No.
What's going on, boys? How we doing?
You're not as tan as I thought you'd be. I don't know why.
You thought I'd be a little bit darker?
You're probably as dark as you should be, but I don't know why. I had you as like George Hamilton coming back of like just shirtless the entire time.
I also already have like a good base level of tan.
Right.
So like adding on to it. I actually did the responsible thing this time in Hawaii. I didn't get sunburned. I usually get sunburned immediately upon arriving on the islands, and then you're like, this is miserable. Why do I do this to myself?
Right.
Because the rest of the trip, you're just uncomfortable, and you're itchy, and you need lotion, all that other extra stuff, and all that crap. I didn't do that this time, so I got a good base. The only time I really got zinged was the last day, because I was like, I've kind of not gotten enough sun.
Yeah.
I've been like too responsible.
You've been in the shade?
Not in the shade, just I've been lathering up before I go out, you know, trying to do the safe thing.
Okay.
Also, it helps because putting suntan lotion on a two-year-old is not fun to do, and they want nothing to do with it. So it helped to kind of be like, buddy, look, I'm doing it too.
Yeah.
And then he'd hold out his arm, and it'd be a little bit easier.
Right.
And then last day, I'm like, screw it, dude. I'm laying out for 30 minutes during his nap, and I got zapped a little bit. But I got a little bit of color, not as much as I thought going in.
So I do have questions about your vacation, but I would ask, did you feel at any one point during this trip, as you're lathering up,
yes,
did you feel like your age had finally hit you of like, you know, skin cancer's a real thing, guys. Like, you used to not care.
I should start taking these things seriously. I'm not responsible for other human beings other than myself, and like, maybe I should think about that a little
bit. This needs to be SPF 50 or better, or I'm not doing it.
Like, that definitely did happen. Yeah. I also had the ultimate dad moment. Rookie dad mistake. Look, hand up. We're all learning, right? We're going along the journey together. I had the rookie dad mistake of getting to the airport on the departure way too early.
Were you worried about the TSA lines?
I'm just worried. Like we got to check out of the place. We got to return the rental car. We got to get in the shuttle. The process of getting there was a nightmare. So I'm like, let's make sure that we're, you know, we got to get everything dialed in. Make sure we're ready to go. And then we get through security at the Kona airport, and it's like, all right, we got 3 hours till the flight.
Now that you have a direct flight to Kona.
We had a direct flight each way.
So you didn't have to fly back to Honolulu and deal with that.
No, no other flights. It was a direct flight, so that helped. But
dude,
it's like
3 hours.
I may be over exaggerating. Maybe not have been a full 3 hours, but I remember looking at my watch being like, oh God, we got a lot of time to kill. And there's not, if anybody's ever been to the Kona airport, there's not a lot going on there.
No, all those airports are tiny.
They're just tiny. It's all outdoors, so it's nice. So you're kind of hanging out outside, but it's like, all right, let's go look at the planes, buddy. Hey, look, there's birds over here. Let's go look at the birds. All right, let's go walk over here. I got a lot of time to kill.
I've only been to the Maui airport and the Oahu airport.
Sure.
And what I would tell you is, from my experience of them, I actually find the airports very depressing. Not because they're tiny, but it's because they're outdoorsy.
Yes.
Like, I'm already leaving and I don't want to leave, and I've enjoyed my time, and now I have to spend at least an hour or more
outside
feeling that ocean breeze, looking around going, do I really have to leave here?
You do. Yeah, you
versus
do.
Versus like being in a standard airport, you're in walls.
You're just in
a
terminal.
Yeah.
You don't know where you are.
Could be anywhere in the country.
There's a Burger King and a coffee shop.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's a lot different. When you're in Hawaii, it's like,
it's the happiest and saddest place on earth.
It
because
is.
While you're waiting there for sometimes 3 hours for your plane to depart,
people are arriving
and they're just, they got a bounce in their step and they're happy and they're smiling ear to ear, and you're just sitting there like, you bastards, go have a great time in the sunshine for a week. And so that was the first old dad rookie move of, I wanted to make sure we didn't screw anything up.
No, I understand.
And then it was a lot of time to kill at the airport.
Oh, yeah.
But we did fine. The travel there was one of the longest, worst days of my life. It was an absolute nightmare from start to finish. The alarm went off at 4 a.m. to depart for a 7-something flight. So we're already getting up early.
This was coming back?
No, this is on the way there.
Oh, okay.
And Teddy decides to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and not go back to sleep. And I'm just like, oh, my God, this is going to be – you're like playing it out in your head of how this is going to go.
Yeah.
And it went how I thought it was going to go.
No.
So flight was miserable. We get there, and then it's the whole you can't check in until a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't check in until 3. Plane landed at 11.
Oh,
all right. So,
had you thought about that in the like the process?
Not
of
really.
Booking?
No, yeah. Because at the time we booked too, the place hadn't been booked that day before, and so they had told us we should be able to get in, and then they ended up booking it after we booked.
Of course,
so somebody stayed in that night.
Yep.
And then the like waiting in line for a rental car is just let's have one person at the counter.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
an hour Started. And a half just standing in there.
Yep. Yep.
So you're on the air. You're flying for 6 hours. It's miserable. You land and then you're just standing in a line. So my poor wife's like chasing him around the rental car place outside, and I just have to stand in line waiting. So it's just all of it was miserable. Flight back though was delightful.
And
the experience round one didn't go great. Round two, he slept for like 90 minutes, watched his iPad for a little bit.
There we go.
Didn't fuss. He was laughing. People on the plane thought he was cute. Could not have been different there experiences.
There's two ways to look at the leaving experience you speak of. So he wakes up at 2.
Yeah.
My thought is, I'm thinking, one, why didn't I give him something that I know would have knocked him out?
Right. Where's the tequila when you need it?
Right. And two, I would have been like, maybe there's an off chance this works in our favor, and he'll be so tired from waking up so early.
Yeah, he'll just conk out.
That he'll just conk out for like 5 of the 6 hours
God,
of the flight.
If he would have done that, it would have been perfect.
And it just didn't happen.
He
for
did
him.
Not want to sleep on
yeah,
the plane.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And I can't get upset because I hate sleeping on planes too. It's uncomfortable. You're sitting upright. Somebody leans their seat back against you. Just all of it is miserable.
Now, I will say the last rental car experience I had was in San Jose. I went to that Niner game.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 3 people in line counting me.
Okay.
There were 2 workers. And I was in that line for 41 minutes.
What are we doing here?
And I'm like,
how does this take so long?
This cannot take this long.
I already reserved the car. You're just checking my driver's license.
Did you go
license.
Into the whole Seinfeld thing?
Like, what's the point of the reservation? Just hand me the keys. I already know what you're going to charge me. I accept it. Yes, I just haven't paid for it yet. Here's my credit card. Give me the keys and let me go on my way.
You should be able to do every. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be somebody that texts in like, guys, I have an executive account with this company. It's actually already happening.
Right.
Everybody should have access to an app of these rental car companies.
Yes.
And you should click acknowledge, agree, all your virtual signatures that you need.
Do them ahead of time.
Do them ahead of time.
Yeah.
And you should have a credit card Dropbox option that's like, okay, I will be charged. Oh, I decline the insurance or I accept the insurance. And you get there and it should be like a Little Caesars Hot and Ready. There should be a locker
yes.
with your number and a code and you click it and the key's there and you leave.
I'm
that's what
here.
We should be doing now.
Very simple.
And it's never that simple. It's never that easy. To which I would tell you, when we went to Hawaii last time, we didn't do a rental car. We took the shuttle to the place.
Yeah.
And we thought, you know, we're in Waikiki. We're going to walk everywhere.
Yeah, everything's close by.
Except the North Shore is about 45 minutes away. So what did I do? I didn't go to a rental car company. I had never heard of it till we went there, an app called Turo.
Yeah, where you like rent the car for the day, basically. It's like somebody's car or
it's
whatever.
It's somebody's car, yeah. And they give you all like Jeep, truck, van, standard 2-car. What do you want?
Whatever you need.
And you click it, and they all just surface, and they give you the price, and you click it, and they'll literally drive to you, and they meet you, and they hand you their car keys.
There
and
you
like,
go.
See you in a day or two.
Enjoy it, man.
That's all it is.
That's a brilliant idea. What a great like business idea to
Very
do.
Good idea.
I have neighbors who do that with their house. My neighbors across the street do that with their house.
They rent out their house?
They rent out their house, and it's I can't remember the name of the company or whatever, mm-hmm. but there's always random people staying at their house. And I remember one time being like, they just must have a big family. I just always see somebody new walking
right.
over there. And it was right around the holidays, and he's like, no, we do it's like a house share thing where basically you find somebody who wants to come to Portland and visit. And then you find some, like there's a matching house. We want to go to Brooklyn for a week. And
right.
somebody in Brooklyn gives you their house. Or they go overseas and they do all. And I was like, man, what a cool business idea.
Right.
A little weird to let somebody stay in your house for a week and then come home. Like that would take a while to get over. But brilliant business idea.
I mean, I don't think it's any different than getting in an Uber. I don't
no.
know if I'd feel comfortable allowing somebody to randomly just
no.
pop into my
but I
house.
Like to be able to use it myself.
But I'm not mad at the yes. idea of it.
Yeah, the funny thing, too, waiting in line, like, don't ever do the budget in Kona. I could not not recommend them more. Because
should have went to Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
They give you the keys
yeah,
to be your own
do.
Boss. And I'm waiting in line. This is miserable. And then as I'm waiting in line, I'm noticing people who are ahead of me in line who had rented their car after waiting 30 minutes at the counter to sign all their documents. Like, what has taken so long? Coming back in because they weren't cleaning the insides of the cars.
Ugh.
And so people were renting cars, getting their keys, going out to their car, and then coming back in and being like, hey, You just clean the outside of the car. There's stuff. Oh, there's sand on the floor. There's a wrapper on the seat.
That's kind of like, crazy because most
what
of
these, is happening?
Most of these rental car companies, I remember when I worked at Enterprise for a summer, every time somebody returned a car, we took it down to the wash bay, and they had those like
they're right there. That's exactly where we vacuums. Dropped them off. I couldn't figure it out. How are you not cleaning the inside of the car?
Lazy turn and burn. That's like, what was going
whatever.
On there.
Roll back out. So I'm standing there. I'm like, great. Now I have to wait behind this guy in line again because he was already in front of me, and now he's back in front of me because they didn't clean his car.
I had it wrong. I don't know why I thought you were in Maui. So I kept I had Maui weather app, and I would just open it daily and be like, oh, 77 and sunny.
That's about
bastard.
What it was. That's about what it was. Yeah. And Waiakola, it was about 77 every day.
We had some pretty perfect. Nice days while you were gone.
You're welcome, bitches. Look what I brought back.
Well, I think summer's it happened here. Before you got back.
Nah, summer's here. They knew. They knew I couldn't.
Oh, you're
adjust.
Doing the summers here?
Summers here, man.
Yeah. Okay.
It was, dude, it was 80 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
That was, look.
Look at next week's forecast.
It's supposed to rain.
That's fine. Give me. It's going to be like low to mid 60s. I can handle that. Look, the hardest thing about coming back from Hawaii is the adjustment to 42 degrees and rain if you walk back into it.
Yep.
And walking, like, waking up yesterday and being like.
Shorts and golf polo off the
perfect.
Plane.
I got the same outfit I was wearing yesterday, man. This is the same weather I was just dealing with. I had to mow the lawn. We're catching up on all sorts of stuff. Perfect weather. You're welcome.
Best part of the trip was?
Best part of the trip was probably, like, you know, when you have a lead in the first half, you don't want to count the scoreboard too soon. Okay, you don't want to be high stepping on the 20-yard line. Hmm. I have a sneaking suspicion that at this stage, I'm pretty sure my son is more addicted to golf than I am. And I didn't really force it that much on him. I know this is going to sound like you've been handing this kid a club every waking moment of his life,
right?
Dude, I'm not kidding you. Mm-hmm. The entire time, all he wanted to do was play golf.
Really?
So I went in thinking, because this is kind
of... I saw you post some photos of him on the golf course. So I'm like, this is either fun or awful for him.
The place that we're staying at was, it was right off of a hole of the course. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, 30 yards away. You had to jump over some lava rocks and you get on the course. And it died down every night at like 6 o'clock. Perfect timing. Sun's setting.
Oh, yeah.
It's going into the ocean. We're like, let's go hit some balls around the fairway, buddy.
So you never paid? You just walked out?
We ended up paying, but I didn't go in with the idea of I'm going to play golf, because that's too depressing to think I'm going to play golf and then not get to play golf. Yeah. So I'm like, I didn't bring a glove. I didn't bring my golf shoes. I'm not taking anything, because this isn't going to happen. I don't want to disappoint myself here thinking maybe I'll sneak out, and then it doesn't happen. And I'm not kidding you. Every day I was like, what do you want to do today, buddy? Hit.
What do you want to go to? Says hit.
That's all he wanted. That's all he wanted to do the entire trip, the entire time we were there. And so finally, I'm like, all right, I think we should book a tee time. And we took him. And so we went and played 9 holes. He has no idea. He just played a ocean golf course with views. Delightful time.
Yeah.
Riding around in the cart. We brought his little putter in his suitcase because we thought that'd be kind of fun to have with him.
Yeah.
All he wanted to do. So look, it's early. I got a long ways to go here.
You do.
I understand it's
he's
the first.
He's going to be influenced by kids when he gets into school.
It's the first quarter, so I'm not pointing at the scoreboard yet. I'm just saying I'm up 21-0 right now, and I'm feeling fantastic.
I would actually more say this is preseason game week one.
Where I'm excited about my backup
and
quarterback.
Your four-string guys are up 21-0, and you're like, we're doing this. This is our year.
This could be the year, guys. That's all I'm saying is this could be the year.
It would be funny if he got older and he just becomes addicted more and more and more, and you end up becoming one of those. Because I've never met a golf parent.
No, I haven't really either.
Basketball, soccer, volleyball, baseball. I've seen them all. I've never met, like, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, we have a tournament at Chambers Bay for my 9-year-old. They'd be like, oh, I didn't know they did those for 9-year-olds.
I'm going to go caddy for him. We're driving up the Federal Way.
Yes.
We'll be back on Sunday. Don't worry about it, all right? Can I sneak in now while I'm here, too?
If you do caddy for him, which I assume you would, because that'd be a fun experience.
Absolutely, it would be.
Probably helping him, giving him your expertise, your eye.
Yeah.
If your caddy card doesn't say Little Johnson on the back.
Big Johnson, Little Johnson.
Yeah. You have dropped the ball.
Because
you were Little Johnson for a long time.
I had to be Little Johnson for a long time in my life. And that was not a fun stage to be Little Johnson. And then Dirt came along and it saved me from being Little Johnson. It's taken root in our household. And I'm mentally preparing my wife. Like, are you ready for this? All he wants to do is hit golf balls and it's awesome.
Yeah.
This is, I'm living the dream right now.
Tell the first tournament he plays in at 7, and it's 45 degrees and pissing rain, and they can't reschedule, so you got to go out there.
Dude, get this sports. I know where you're going to sit. I don't care. Get this sports story. So my nephew is now playing lacrosse, which I think is a little tough for my brother because he was into baseball. He did the baseball thing for a long time. Now he's switched to lacrosse. And so I, if we're being honest,
they're
phasing
your brother out of the
sport. It's a little different. Like my sister-in-law played lacrosse at Oregon, so she was a collegiate lacrosse player, and so it's in the family, and he wanted to play lacrosse. So I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. He's playing lacrosse. We were all set to have a Saturday birthday because it's like all three of their kids' birthdays are within like a six-week stretch. So we're going to do one big birthday extravaganza on Saturday.
Move.
And I'm like, this is perfect. We'll do it Saturday. And then I get a call the other day. It's like, hey, can we move it to Sunday? And I'm like, first off, over my dead body, no, it's the Sunday at the Masters. I'm not missing that.
Yeah. So,
and then the reason they had to move it was because his first ever lacrosse game is in Hood River. I'm like, dude, you've never even played the sport in a game before. You can't just go play a game at, like, Franklin High School. There's parks. It's like, what about Delta Park? They got 80 fields over there. And I'm like, how are you? First lacrosse game ever? You got to drive to the other side of the state? What are we doing right now?
Dude.
This is insanity.
That's not exciting.
So I will be, we're
it's exciting, but it's not exciting. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, your first golf tournament. It's in Bend. Okay, cool. 3 hours away.
Well, I had 55 and sunny on my beach trip. On my vacation.
It looks like you guys had a great time on your beach trip.
Yeah, we did.
Oregon coast always delivers.
But my kids also are kind of pansy asses. Mm. The minute it drops below 60 and it's windy, it's like, can we go back to the Airbnb and watch television? And
I'm
like,
cold.
Sure. The wife and I dropped them off and we went on our own little adventures.
Have fun, whatever. Turn a movie on.
Boy, you talk about going through it. You're going through it now as a newish young dad. I'm going through it with...
back end of it.
I got puberty and like pre-puberty happening in my house.
There's a lot.
Fun.
There's a lot going on in the Sprague household right
now. Yeah, it's fun being the only guy in the house.
T's and P's for you, buddy.
You don't understand me. I just asked if you're hungry. I swear to God.
Did you want some spaghetti for dinner? That's all I wanted to know.
Right now, Dad?
Really?
You don't get me. I don't. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go watch the basketball game. I'll talk to you later.
I'll see you later. I'll be in the garage. Well, it's good to have you back. Let's get it going. We got a lot to get to today, Dirt and Sprague. We're off and rolling on a Tuesday on 105.1 The Fan. All right, welcome back in. It is a
Mail Sack
Tuesday, so your Mail Sack questions are welcome at the Fan text line, 503-864-6326. That's where you can get the Mail Sack questions in. We'll get to that in the final hour, but we like to build up the Mail Sack.
Yes.
As we lead into the Mail Sack segments in the final hour.
Some high school kid's going to get the full swag treatment tonight.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell did I miss?
While you were gone.
Whoa. What high school? Swigart, what are you doing over there, buddy?
Tonight.
Are you? I don't want to know about tonight. I don't want to know.
He went to an island.
I got a lot of questions, man. I got a lot. That's what I'm walking back into?
Tonight.
Are you allowed within 50 yards of a school?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Tonight.
Wait, why are you saying tonight? This was a week ago.
I understand that. I got to set it up. Tonight is the Hops home opener in the brand new ballpark.
Okay.
Last week, they wanted to do a little trial run with the sound system and the video boards. They scheduled some high school baseball games.
Got it.
For the ballpark.
And you were doing PA.
And so we had Glencoe and Jefferson.
Jefferson?
Yeah.
BIL Jefferson?
The Democrats.
They have a baseball team?
The Demos.
They did.
Dude, let's go Demos, baby. That's the upset of the century.
So,
I don't even think they had a baseball team when
I went
to high school.
So, yeah, Glencoe was the home team. And so we were there. We got some lineups. We did some stuff. And, yes, some high school kid got the full swag treatment.
Can I tell you a funny Jefferson baseball story? When my brother was in high school, he was in high school right around the same time as Aaron Miles. And who was the other guy that went to Jeff?
Lee. Michael Lee.
So they both were at Jeff at the same time. They both ended up going to Kansas, right?
Yep.
Jeff didn't have enough players for a varsity baseball team, so they just played a JV season. And I think it was my brother's like sophomore year or whatever. He was playing JV baseball. And he got both of their autographs during a Cleveland Jefferson JV baseball game. He's like, I mean, he was like the top 10 recruit in the country. I mean, they were big deals.
Dude,
like,
Aaron Miles was one of the top five players in the country.
In the country. And he was going, I think he had already announced to Kansas.
Yeah.
And everybody knew he was going to Kansas.
That's a huge deal.
He's out there playing baseball in the spring. My brother, can I get your autograph? I should have held on to it. It'd have been a cool keepsake, man.
So, yes, that happened.
Who ended up winning that game? I never ended up asking.
Glencoe got him. It was scoreless through four, and then Glencoe burst open in the later innings. I think they ended up winning like 7-1.
The funny thing was, he dropped that drop.
Some high school kid's going to get the full swag treatment.
And then
tonight.
He got disappointed later because he printed out the rosters, and he was like, Smith, Johnson.
Just
normal every
names.
Normal nothing. Possible name. There was no rolling R's. There was nothing.
Couldn't do any of those ones.
So I don't know how much of the full treatment they got, but they got a little
if
bit
if you're not
of
rolling your R's, you're not getting the full swag treatment.
I've got a good one with the hops this year.
I feel like you do every year. It's baseball.
Some years are better than others.
There's going to be some Latin flair out there.
Yeah, there's some
I'm
Latin
willing
flair.
To guess there's going to be a couple of players
but
from Latin
America. They've got
America
a catcher named Alberto Barriga.
See, yeah. I just assume that name's happening every year for
not
you.
Not every year.
A lot of rolled R's. Lot
I mean,
rolled
they
R's.
Still have Big John West.
You say Big John West?
Well, I added the big. He is like 6'7". I was like, I have to call him Big John West.
Wait, did
John
you ask
West.
Him before you did this?
Are we bringing
this,
Big
John's
Big John is walkout music?
It should be.
Why is it not?
I know.
Wait, was his introduction into this nickname when he stepped to the plate and you just said
no,
Big
I
John West?
That. That's just what I call him. I don't do that on the air.
Oh, you should.
You should. Florida
you should
that one
shock
game.
Him someday.
See how he responds
coming
to
the plate, Big John
well, he's
West.
He's a pitcher. He's a relief pitcher.
Oh, coming out of the pen, that's even better.
There you
Big
go.
Big John.
Dude, he's got to have the walkout music. So we had the National Championship game last night.
We did, yeah. Thriller. I'm so glad college basketball is over.
Are you?
Can we now be in the trust tree and acknowledge? Like, it has its moment in the sun. It's great. Mm. Opening weekend in A&A is a blast. I got my parlays. Yep. Everybody's got a hopeful bracket.
Yep.
So, it peak with the Mullins buzzer beater to beat Duke?
I mean, yes. I didn't watch that game, so I don't know.
Well, given everything we saw with the Final Four.
Well, that was the Elite Eight.
I know. Yeah, that was the last great moment because the Final Four to me sucked.
I had a funny moment the weekend before we left because we were around that Saturday, Sunday, and we flew out on Monday. And I remember we were sitting around one afternoon. The wife's like, do you need to watch any of this? And I'm like, nope. We're going on vacation next week. I'm good, babe. What else do you want to watch? Let's turn something else on TV. I'm pretty sure I was watching the Giants lose again, which was dumb anyway, so probably we should have watched basketball. I mean, the game was fine. It was at least competitive, and you didn't turn it off in the first half. But it wasn't the most – I mean, that is a national championship game that I will ask somebody a question about in 4 months, and you won't remember a thing about it.
You think that's one of those games?
Michigan was like one of 18 from three. They
was
couldn't
there,
make a shot.
I want crazy an investigation. That one end of the basketball court, because it happened that like Illinois couldn't hit a three from that end of the court. Was there something up at that particular?
Well, they shot on both ends.
No,
and
no,
they
no, no, I know. But if you go
weren't
look,
the balls too inflated? Didn't we have Brady balls?
Well, that's always because they have brand new basketballs just for the tournament that
they
roll out.
Tommy back there pumping too much air into those bad boys.
So there's that. But seemingly at that, as you were watching your TV, it was the left end of the floor where, because Michigan was there in the first half, they didn't hit a three. They didn't make anything outside the paint.
They were 2 of 15 from three in the game.
And I was going to say, like, what did they shoot in the second half on the other side? It wasn't
well,
better.
At least they made a three. They made
but
a couple
like,
of threes.
That's
two.
Math.
Two.
Why do you think that's one side?
I don't.
UConn shot 27% from three, and Michigan shot 13.
Yeah,
that game sucked.
It seemed like that particular end of the floor, like Perfect. Illinois couldn't make anything down there.
I mean, the Michigan winning a title thing and the Big Ten stuff, like that's interesting to me. But in terms of the actual game.
What I would say to what you're alluding to, Swag, is not a one-side problem. It's playing basketball in a
there's
football
that.
Stadium.
Yes.
It's also college basketball.
Yeah.
They can't shoot.
No, there's not a lot of teams that are now. Michigan's a really good shooting team.
It's a bad product to watch.
Well,
it
had been.
Half the
Illinois
time.
Had been a really good shooting team.
What'd they shoot in the Elite Eight? Illinois.
I'll have to go look.
Because I feel like they did pretty well from inside. Because I remember Stojakovic having some pretty good takes, finishing. I don't know what they ended up finishing from the perimeter in the Elite Eight.
All right, let me see. In the Elite Eight, they beat Iowa 71-59.
No, not Iowa.
Illinois. You asked Illinois. What did they shoot?
Oh, yeah,
they
did
beat
play
Iowa.
You're right.
God. I didn't even watch it. I knew that. Actually, I didn't know that. I just Googled it. They shot 18% from three. Mm. They were 3 of 17 from 3.
That wasn't
game.
An Indy.
And they won the game by 12.
You know what it is? Those are massive state games. Those teams can't replicate that feeling.
No.
That's true.
You just can't. There's nothing about, like, I was texting with, I'm already against it. Patrick texted me. He was like, UConn way outplayed Michigan. They should have won that game. And I'm like, What?
Huh?
Michigan couldn't make a three, and they still won the game.
And they were they had the lead the entire game.
Yeah, they never – yeah, they never –
every
yeah,
time there was a moment in the second half where you're like, oh, it's down to six, okay. And then Michigan would hit a couple of buckets, and you're like, all right, it's just back up to 10, and UConn can't overcome that
they kept it from 6 to 10, like, the last 7 minutes, it felt like, of the game. To me, it's not about, like, who was better coached or who's better or not. It's a national championship game. Yeah. Sphincters tighten, dude.
That's how it works.
It's
and you're
a
playing
huge stage.
In a massive arena.
Yes.
And it's not easy to shoot in those
What
places.
Is the capacity of Lucas Oil?
Oh, yeah, it's like 70,000.
With a basketball court,
it's probably
close to 80.
Probably 80.
I'd be willing to guess.
80,000 people? At what any one point of Michigan's entire season, did they even get to like...
25,000. Let alone 20.
Those basketball arenas on college campuses aren't big.
No, they probably played a few non-con games in NBA arenas where it was packed.
Well, they played
one
in D.C. against Duke at the end of the season.
Yeah, right. That was probably their biggest game.
21,000.
That was probably their biggest game sans the Indy game.
The biggest college arena, I think, well, is Syracuse still playing in the
they still play in the Carrier Dome.
That's the biggest one. But that's a football arena, too.
Yeah.
The biggest one, I think, is Rupp. That's like nearly 23,000. That's a basketball arena.
Right.
You almost wonder if futuristic ideas of good programs would be, let's just play football and basketball in the same stadium.
Build a dome and do it together.
So we're always used to playing in a stadium.
In case we get really good.
Yeah. In case we ever
and we're going to win a title.
If I got a tournament team, I'm taking a road game at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Just go up to the Carrier Dome and get used to the different sight
lines. Put Syracuse on the schedule this year.
I think the storylines, like Hurley getting back to a title game was great for the sport. UConn being back in the mix. Michigan, like the Big Ten title drought is wild to me. Like I knew it. I knew they hadn't won one in forever. And you're like, how's that possible to go court with all the basketball teams in that conference?
But there's not a lot of great teams in that conference.
It's just wild. Like it's been that long. And now they've won three straight, the Big Ten, three straight in football. And they just won their first basketball title in 25 years. And it feels like they're kind of taking over college athletics.
Yeah.
Which, again, why Oregon made the right decision to go join that party, even though we haven't won one of the titles yet. Those are interesting storylines for me. That was a basketball game that I will forget everything about in like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a fair thing
what's
to
the,
say.
What's the most memorable moment of the game?
Cadeau.
Don't you know?
Elliot Cadeau.
Elliot, big fan of
He played
game.
Really well.
He had a good game.
Hurley challenging a call that was an awful challenge.
He had no, I mean, you're down by.
They didn't really have a moment.
They're down by six with 14 seconds to go, and it's like you're just desperate at that point. You're trying to get something.
Reaching.
I get why
he was
trying to do
that.
It. Yeah. It was your last shot.
It didn't have a moment.
It didn't have a moment. You're even not going to remember anything about that game.
Even when UConn came back early in the first half, it took a momentary lead. It didn't feel like they were going to be able to keep it, in my opinion. Now,
no.
I picked Michigan, so I was a little biased in that viewpoint. But
they seem to be a pretty easy national title pick this year and proved everybody right. They were the best team in the sport all year, and they won the national championship.
The team that scores 90 points almost every time they play, breaking news.
Pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Pretty good. I'm going to pick them to win the tournament.
So you think an unmemorable, we won't remember this title game,
not at
title
all.
Game?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Who played in the title game last year?
Houston and Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Florida won.
I know that they won.
That was the 1 year UConn didn't
win. I couldn't tell you who they beat, though.
That was a good Houston team.
Sure it was.
Now, don't ask me about 2 years.
Years ago?
It'd be UConn and...
Who did they beat? Yeah.
UConn
and Littering Ann. I actually know the answer to this.
Do you really?
I do.
Give me a conference.
I know it because of our draft pick and who he played against in the game. Another big. Who was another big? Think of a big guy.
Oh, Purdue.
Oh,
that's
Zach
right.
Edie.
It was Edie versus Kling Kong.
Yeah,
it was
that's right. You're right.
I'm a little ashamed that I remember that, to be honest
with
you.
Now, let's go to UConn's first title of the 2 years in a row. UConn and?
We all remember who that was.
College basketball swag?
Can't tell you.
No.
That's what this game
what
was.
What is this telling us?
I know.
That we don't
as
care.
Sports fans.
It's
we
the
like
event the bracket.
Yes. You like the opening.
It's more about just
it's
having
the spectacle
it, right?
in the bracket. It's just like the Kentucky. It's turned into the Kentucky Derby.
Unless you're
the
a diehard
crown.
Fan of one of these.
Or one of your
right?
teams goes on a run.
Your
or
goes.
A team you're a fan of. Then, you remember every aspect of it. But
it's
if
turned
you don't,
into the Triple Crown.
Yes.
It is. You're right. That's
you know what it
way.
Is? It's Masters Week. Okay. Let's get to the important. Let's get to the important details.
All right. Well, you've really poo-pooed my college basketball notes.
Look, this is one of my least. I'm just glad I don't have to pretend to care about college basketball anymore. I'm glad that it's over. But we can talk about Michigan winning a title, what it means for the conference.
We can't talk about that.
And Hurley getting to his third. Yep. Like those are all big deals.
All right. A little more on that, and then we'll pivot out to what Dirt wants to talk about. He's back from Hawaii. He's got hot takes on the Masters Week. I do want to ask you. Think about this. Has it felt like, I guess it's already another day, so maybe it isn't today.
Yeah.
Have you felt the tiger cloud over that sport? Kind of dampering the
Masters?
Leave
my guy alone, all right? He's going through a hard time right now. Okay?
Need a blanket?
He's going through some struggles, all right? The videos weren't that bad, man.
Yeah, I called the president of the United States. His life's
actually,
so
the
tough.
President called him.
Oh, is that the way it went?
Yeah, because the day before, this is Swag's going to get pissed. The day before, Trump said at a press conference that Tiger wasn't playing in the Masters.
That's right.
And that was not known. He hadn't said anything.
Right.
And so there's a lot of intel out there that Trump actually didn't he had no clue. He was in a car accident.
Whoa.
Called him to apologize for saying that publicly because Tiger hadn't announced anything yet. And he just happened to call in the craziest of times to call.
Swag didn't want to talk about this topic.
The Tiger topic?
Not at all.
Really?
Wants nothing to do with it.
I mean, leave my guy alone, all right? He's getting
That's
some treatment.
That's basically what he's saying. Move on.
Yeah, he's getting
Shut
some,
up, Sprague.
He's getting treatment. See, he texted me about it while I was golfing.
Did he really?
I didn't care because I had two birdies on the back nine. No big deal, but that's all that mattered to me.
I just shot a 101.
It's early.
It's one of the worst rounds of my
life. We've
got
a lot of time left. It's only April, baby.
We'll see, man.
It's only April.
We got a lot more to get into. 6:35 on the Fan. Well, we have a lot to get to today. The Blazers blew it. God, talk about having your shot and your moment.
Dude, that happened real quick, too, because the title game ended, and I'm like, oh, look, they're still up by 18. They got a nice lead. I, like, walked out of the room, came back in. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Yes.
Huh?
Exactly.
What did I miss?
By the way, you know why Swag can't remember who UConn beat in Hurley's first title?
Why is that?
Because nobody would have remembered.
I couldn't tell you.
San Diego State was in the national championship
game.
That
was that random Final Four. Was that the year FAU?
Dusty May?
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Now, did...
There was another random one in there, too, if I remember correctly.
UConn beat FAU... Because that'd be funny if he had beaten Dusty May in the Final Four that year, and then they
was that the 23 tournament?
That was the 23 tournament, yeah. And then San Diego State, I can't remember. Maybe they played FAU. I don't remember. I know those are three of the four teams. I don't remember who the fourth team was.
I remember that was the year where there was a super random Final Four, and all of them were higher seeded teams.
The 22 year I remember because that was
Miami of Florida. UConn beat Miami, and then San Diego State beat FAU.
Okay.
22, I remember, because that was K's last year, and that was North Carolina beat them in the Final Four, which is top five favorite sports moment of my life.
Who did they lose to in the title game?
Kansas! They went with, he's been terrible in the NBA, but remember the forward guard that they had, the wing? No, why did I ask you that?
I got another blank stare.
And then Gonzaga lost to Baylor in 2021.
That I remember that. That title, because they were undefeated.
And they got smoked in the beginning. Gonzaga actually played well after
that
slow
start. It was like 20-0 right out of the gate.
It was too big a deficit. They couldn't overcome it.
I mean, that was a Northwest team and an undefeated season on the line. That one I remember. But the other ones, like, I couldn't tell you anything about those games.
But I will say there's got to be moments of the tournament you remember.
I mean, Duke blowing a 19-point lead and getting a walk-off shot will be an iconic moment forever.
Yeah.
Can we get those Boozer commercials off my TV now? They've been eliminated. Unless we find the number one pick and we draft him, then I'm all Boozer. But if we don't,
wait a minute.
Get Boozer off of my television.
The privacy screen commercials in general are stupid.
No, you don't. Yeah. No, you see it. No, you don't.
It's like, dude, I can do that with my phone and I don't have a privacy setting. I just... tilt the phone, you can't see what I'm texting.
How about you don't look at things that you don't want other people to not see?
Exactly.
You don't like the State Farm ones?
I mean, they're fine.
What's
in your face.
On your face?
It's on your face.
Wiper fluid. It looks like Gatorade.
It's not that I don't like the commercial. It's to the point where I've seen it 477,000 times. That we do this every year. This is the what a pro wants, what a pro needs.
The T-Mobile.
It killed Oklahoma City for everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody became anti-OKC because that's the only commercial we saw for 2 months.
It did.
Get it off my TV.
Are we ready for the Blazers to do what the Blazers do and take Caden Boozer in the second round?
Oh, we're not making the playoffs. You have us not making
the
playoffs.
Well, second round, we still have our pick if we make the playoffs.
Well, you think Caden's going to leave?
I don't know.
I have Caden Boozer coming back.
One more year.
I think he knows his draft stock's not amazing, and next year's draft sucks, so he'd actually be better served to come back. be pretty good,
yeah,
and then maybe be like a mid to late first round pick as a wing.
Them blowing that lead will easily be the highlight of the tournament and the most memorable thing from this tournament. And the look on Shire's face when they hit the shot and Dan Hurley doing a forehead rub with the official afterwards.
The Nebraska Vanderbilt game where the kid almost hit the half court.
The almost made shot.
And then the Santa Clara Kentucky.
Will you remember the almost
I don't think we're going to remember those at all.
Or will you remember the fact that Nebraska went out 4-on-5?
Yeah, you were out for that. You missed that reaction.
Buddy,
dude, of all the things you could do there, you went Marcus Freeman on fourth and goal.
Now, what I would say is I cannot be critical of this because I actually literally had this moment happen to me this season. But in my defense,
they're 10 years old.
Well, they're not. They're older than that.
Sorry.
We came out of the timeout, and after they ran a play, the other team ended up, they knocked the ball out of bounds, and someone's like, "Coach, we only have four." And I look back at the girl and I go, "Why are you out?" She goes, "I thought you said to sit." I said, "To take a water break."
During the timeout.
She thought I literally meant, "Don't go back out there.
You're not in the game anymore, kiddo. You got to get your butt back out
there."
The
ref was like, "Coach, you want to bring him back out?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude. I don't want to play 4-on-5. What are we doing?"
Give me that horn. Let's get one more player on the floor here. Let's go 5-on-5. Make this thing easy.
You don't think we'll remember that Santa Clara Kentucky ending?
It's the first. No, I don't think at all. Wait. I don't think we remember stuff from first round. Name
Santa
me a butt. Name
Kentucky.
Me a.
Oh, the back and forth.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, who did Derek Queen hit the game winner against last year?
Colorado State.
Okay, bad example. So maybe we will. I think early tournament stuff, I don't think we remember.
I only
closely.
Remember that because of how weird the coaching situation was in that. Remember, he
Good
was
point, yeah.
refusing to acknowledge the Villanova job.
Right.
And the whole thing was
complaining
just
about
bizarre.
Resources.
Yeah.
And then Derek Queen was traded for in one of the worst draft night trades we've seen in a while that backfired.
It may be one of the worst of all time.
One of the worst trades we've ever seen.
If that pick hits in the top three.
Yes. And Derek Queen doesn't turn into an MVP.
Okay, let's talk about that then. You don't have a lot from the game. I totally get that.
I think the history
thought it was an okay game, not awful, but to your point, it's not an all-timer.
It wasn't Duke Butler 52-51. Like, it wasn't at that level. The history that was nearly made from Hurley was the biggest storyline for me in the game. Do you know how many coaches have three national titles?
There's only like three, right?
A little bit more than that.
Is it four?
Six.
Six.
Six coaches in the history of the sport.
A couple of them are from way back.
Oh,
like, yeah, you're
Rupp
going.
And
Wooden was forever,
Wooden,
let's be honest.
Rupp. Was it Henry Iba, the Oklahoma State guy?
How could we forget?
It is Coach K, John Wooden, Rupp. Roy Williams, Calhoun, and Bob Knight.
Wow.
Oh, Cal does have three. Calhoun.
Yeah, he got.
Yeah,
because
Jim Calhoun had
six.
Three.
So he has three.
I told Patrick yesterday in passing, I was like, I think he's got the two. I couldn't remember the third.
Who was the random one who won one and then got fired?
Kevin Ollie. That was a Calhoun team.
So he had three. Ollie had one, and they have
Calhoun
two.
Calhoun should have held on and gotten four.
So if you're going like modern time, you're dealing with. I guess Bob Knight is a straddling defense.
Yeah.
Coach K, Roy Williams, and Calhoun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest, like, of just the history that could be made here and what he's done and turning down the NBA overtures. We've seen a lot of great coaches kind of burst on and win a title. It's kind of like the major thing we do in golf. Like, guys win a major early, and then you ask yourself, can you go do it again? Izzo won one forever ago. He had one in a quarter century.
I know.
And he was on the brink of winning a third and almost got it done on a team that nobody really gave a chance to get there.
All right, the memorable moments of the tournament, according to you, were what? 503-864-6326. We'll get to that coming up next on 105.1 The Fan. All right, good morning, 651. Welcome back in to Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, and YouTube. Fan text line, because it's Tuesday, it's 503-864-6326.
Mail sack!
Get your mail sack questions in now. You can also put them on the YouTube chat. When you're gone, I have to pick up the slack in some ways in which people don't understand how the show works.
Sure,
So I was having to do, like, it felt like four new things, and I'm like, damn it.
Copy down all the questions as they come in.
Yeah, I'm not used to doing that.
You
got to
keep
up
on it during the show, because if you don't, you get overwhelmed.
Dude, don't tell. I know. I went through it. My first day back was Tuesday last week.
We already got four good ones in. I already copied them down on the show sheet, so they're ready to go for the final hour.
I think, ultimately, it's nice to have you back. I think you are going to be proven right, if you're not already.
The text it came in. The absolute most memorable moment of the tournament was the final buzzer and it being over.
Did you watch
NFL draft time, baby? Let's go.
I do. We got Matt Miller tomorrow.
It's like 3 weeks away.
It's 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away.
It is,
you got your pimento cheese ready.
Did you order a box?
I did. It's coming tomorrow.
Nice. Which one did you? Same one?
Same one. Same one as last year. Way too much food. I'm going to eat all of it, though, because I'm a fat ass.
You sharing it?
No, I mean, after the mayo controversy last year, I don't think I'm going to share any this year.
Can you not share with him, but that's, me?
It's a big effort. Like mayo. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I'm pro mayo. I don't pretend that I'm not and then, you know, eat it.
I don't know. I was a little offended by that. I brought in sandwiches.
I still have flaggies in my backpack.
I mean, we got coasters still in the studio from last year randomly laying around. We'll see. I don't know. You know,
ruined this for me?
We'll see.
What did I do?
Mr. Anti-Mayo.
I didn't like it. I liked it. I didn't like it.
After
the pulled barbecued pulled pork was delightful.
You ate the pimento and you said it might be your favorite. And then we told you there was mayo in it.
And you got butthurt about it. You got butthurt.
You got butthurt.
Because you got a weird thing going on with mayo.
God.
Some high school kid's going to get the full swag treatment.
Butthurt dirt over there. Pro mayo guy. Caravan being super sad last night. Like, I have a weird thing about this. I love his competitive fire. I love that he cares so much about the university.
Yeah, random outlier in the modern world of college basketball who's been around forever.
Do you know what his record is leaving UConn?
Oh, has he lost like 8 games?
92-22.
Yeah.
So it's like a part of me is like, I get why you're emotional. You've had a special bond with the place.
Couple of titles. Like, you're all right.
You'll be okay, kid.
You'll be okay, Caravan.
You're going to the association. You'll be okay.
You think he's
going
to be an NBA player?
Yeah, not like a top pick.
But hang around for a bit. Yeah.
He was always floating at the bottom of the first, top of the second, which is why he kept coming back for the 2 years in a row.
Right.
Look, I think ultimately you are right of the most memorable thing will be the UConn-Duke ending. And I think some of that not just has to do with the way the game ended, because to Swag's point, Santa Clara, Kentucky was also a crazy ending. It's because it's Duke.
Yeah.
And UConn.
Yeah. Well, it's because they came back from 19 down.
Yeah, and just seeing a buzz, like a game winner to that level in that moment.
And Duke gassed.
And the two teams that were involved in it. Like, that's the thing about Vanderbilt and Nebraska. I don't disagree that that shot's memorable. Those pro, like, that's not.
I had forgotten about
the shot. I didn't even know Nebraska played basketball until this year. They got a basketball team. What? I think the most memorable thing of the tournament will be something that if it continues, we will look back on. And that is, in the new era of college athletics, the Big Ten is dominating everything. Mm-hmm. And I like that. That to me is the thing that I circle and say, do we get 3 years from now and we go, oh my God, look, they're just rattling them off left and right, mm-hmm. and they can't be stopped because they got more money to spend than everybody and it's all legal now and it's not cash under the table. And
not more than the SEC, they're succeeding in that regard.
I think there's a lot more money in NIL dollars at Big Ten schools than there are SEC schools.
Because
I just think
of the alumni
wealth
bases.
And the alumni bases, it's just there's people make more money at Michigan than they do at Mississippi State, no offense.
Yeah.
And that to me is the takeaway of they've now rattled off when Michigan won it 3 years ago in football, then Ohio State followed, then Indiana followed, and now they've gone on a run in that sport. We can debate how deep the conference is, but the top end of it's the best in the sport. Does Michigan start this trend in hoops? Because if they do, it's a conference that seems to be steamrolling everybody.
Oh, by the way, baseball actually suddenly is okay in Big Ten.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, your team was ranked going into the Michigan.
You're damn right we were.
Series.
Did we lose that one? Did we not beat Michigan?
Brought that up.
I actually had a listener.
You did lose. Your first series loss this year was against Michigan. Yeah.
I mean, I knew that. I had a listener DM me and talk college baseball trash, and I laughed about that one.
We swept Lamar.
It was a Michigan fan, and I'm like, all right, we're playing? Cool. You guys won the game. All right.
Loaded
football's in a couple
loaded
weeks.
Second hour. UNC has their guy. Mike Malone.
Mike Malone? What?
I think they see Dan Hurley and go, how do we get our red ass? They want to go Mike Malone, the history of pro coaches going to college. We got that one. But we can talk about what you're talking about, the Big Ten kind of taking over college sports. Loaded second hour. We're getting to the Blazers as well. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.